Mr. Richard, would you please state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Joshua T. Richards. My MA number is 273196.
Thank you, Mr. Richards. You appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the four allegations of a warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 28th of this year. Do you remember that this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And only a statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room. Therefore, may we assume that you're going to represent yourself?
Correct, sir.
Can I get you to hold on just one moment, sir?
Forgot all
about it. I don't know. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, so we'll have to reschedule.
Okay. Well,
the problem is we split you guys up so you wouldn't miss anything.
Right.
So
I forgot all about it.
Okay, so we will continue. Okay. Okay, sir, Mr. Richards, we're back to you, sir. I think what I was saying is that you were notified of this hearing back on March the 28th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room. Therefore, may we assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And just for the record, so that we can make sure that it's clear, we do show on the notification of hearing, a bill of hearing, this should be March 28th. 2018, it shows 17, but to just want on the back page, so we just want to make sure that we all the written assignment correct date, but we just want to make sure that we, just in case somebody should ask, this will be the 28th.
Stated incorrectly.
Yes, stated incorrect. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Okay, now Mr. Richards and Ms. Richards and, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me take my time. As you can see, sir, you have five board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, I'm going to come from that direction, the way I'm pointing, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, this is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, this is the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, and that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright, I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Okay. Mr. Richards, Mrs. Richards, and Mr. Westby, do the three of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God and be the sore firm? Mr. Richards?
I do.
And Mrs. Richards?
I do.
And Mr. Westby. As I indicated, Mr. Richard, you have four allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 13, 2017, per the TAS LCMS lab report dated December 27, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you. The next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 2nd, 2018, per the TAS LCMS lab report dated January 19, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
And then the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 27, 2018, per the TASC LCMS lab report dated March 7, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is correct, sir.
And the final one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about March 2nd, 2018, as directed. Sir, is that true or false?
As far as not attending, because I was in the classes, I was taking all the classes, but as far as completing them, no, I did not complete the class, sir.
Okay, so it's a 10, substance abuse, counseling, okay. This says that you failed to attend, but you said that you did attend, but you didn't complete it. Therefore, I guess we should mark that one false, and so that we can get some information, testimony from the Department of Corrections on that one, just so that we, so our information will be correct. So would you give us testimony, Mr. Westby, on allegation number four?
On February 5th, 2018, offender Richards Joshua, ABC number 273196, reported to the Snowflake Control Office where he was directed and agreed to participate in treatment at the Maricopa Reentry Center. On February 6th, 2018, offender arrived at the Maricopa Reentry Center and was enrolled into the intensive treatment with a housing program. Offender Richards was found in possession of a cell phone while at MRC. Offender was discharged from the MRC 30-day ITH program for failure to follow program rules. And there is, I believe, a attachment that gives some information regarding that attached to him.
Okay, sir. And why did you say that that was not true, sir?
I was saying that I was attending the classes. I was there for approximately 20 days before I got discharged from the program. So I did not complete the program, but I was enrolled into the program, and I was actively within the program.
Okay, sir, in order to move this forward, I'm going to offer a motion, and then we'll go to phase two, and you can have more to say at that time about that one or anything else that we may talk about. But I'm going to offer a motion at this time, and my motion is going to be as it relates to allegations 1, 2, and 3 will be based upon the admission of Mr. Richards, and as it relates to allegation number 4, that will be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W0624, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections. And the motion deals to provide that Mr. Richards violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of the supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, but this is the most important one, because in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that, then we'll be back and we'll talk to the board. We'll talk to you before making a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you back into the community. So at this time, Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On October 17th, 2017, Mr. Richards was released from DOC. He was arrested March 2nd, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 2nd, 2018, with a projected CCD of May 6th, 2018, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2012, criminal possession of a forgery device, 1 year. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-3. Mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2010, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. And there were several arrests since then that were drug-related, however, charges were not filed or processed. His community risk score is a G2B2.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, so now we are back to you, sir. And we just want to talk with you a few moments and share some information and get some information from you, and then we will the board will make a decision. What we show is that when you were released, you were to reside with your father on Trotter Avenue in Joseph City, Arizona. Is that where you resided all while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
And we don't show any employment. Were you employed while you were on release, sir?
Yes, sir. I was employed with Child Centers of America. It's a TA truck stop right there outside of Holbrook.
Okay. Well, we're glad to know that you were employed, because that's always important to be just in. Show any when they issued the warrant, but we're glad to know that you were employed, because that's very important that you are employed, and we show that you were directed to a local behavioral health center for substance abuse, and you were enrolled but failed to complete, as you already stated, treatment with Change Point, and then you were directed and agreed to participate in the Maricopa Reentry Center, and there you failed to complete that program as well. Why were you unsuccessful in completing these programs? So you enrolled in them, but you never completed them. You failed to complete the program. What happened, sir?
To be honest with you, sir, when I got released and I went back to my own hometown, it's a really, really small rural area right there. I'm not sure if you're aware of the area of Navajo County. There's more drug addicts in that town than there are sober people, sir. And me going right back to that town where I've grown up and where I was already into the drug community, sir, it's a little bit harder, to get out of that circle than what it seems, you know what I mean? I tried to make my parole officer aware of that, on my second dirty mouth swab, and I tried to get transferred to my wife's house in El Mirage, and because of the fact that I knew what was going to happen if I stayed in that area,
Now, sir, that area, just for information, when you said that small area up there, now is that Joseph City, Arizona? Is that where you were living, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I guess that is a small area up in that part of the state. I haven't been up there myself, but it must be pretty small.
I've heard the Holbrook-Winslow area as well.
Yes, sir. Well, I know where that is, but I just never been up there. And so you just got, as you went back up there and your friends, former friends and so forth, all of them were up there using methamphetamine, so you were tempted as well and you started using as well, sir?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened. I had a really big problem with that area, before I even got arrested, and then I went right back to it, But at that time, my folks' address was the only one I could come up with to go to, where I wouldn't have to go to a halfway house. I mean, granted, it probably would have been better for me to go to a halfway house, but I did try to get the address changed over there to Maricopa County, where I've gotten two really good job offers. And I still have one of those really, really good job offers still to this day, waiting for me as soon as
I can. What kind of job is that, sir, in Maricopa County that you might have a job offer for? What would you be doing?
It's a plumbing company. My brother-in-law, my wife, I do believe she's on the other line, right?
Yes, sir.
It's her brother that has a job waiting for me. I'm not quite sure the name. I believe it's Interstate Mechanical, also known as MCOR.
Okay. I just want to know. I mean, that's okay. So we commend you for that, and you were to report to, well, you moved around a little bit. At one point, you were to go to the Snowflake Parole Office, where you were directed, and then you were to come down to Maricopa County Reentry Center, and of course, with the use of these drugs up there, and in Joseph City, you ended up, of course, being revoked. So, with that being said, that's all I think I'm going to ask at the moment. I'm going back to other board members and see if they may have some questions for you, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
I don't see any questions coming from other distinguished board members at this time. So at this time, with your permission, sir, I'm going to ask your wife if she would have anything that she would like to share with the board. Ma'am, do you have anything you want to tell the board? Well, before you get started, yes, you're going to tell us something. Please state your name for the record.
Tanya Richards.
Thank you. And what do you want to tell the board, ma'am? Remember, you are
on the when Josh when he does get out, he does have a good paying job with my brother-in-law and a very supportive family and church family here.
Okay, so when he gets out, now, get out next month, whenever he gets out, is it the plan? I guess I should be asking him, but I'm going to ask you since I'm talking to you, man. Is the plan for him to reside with you in Elmer Lodge? Is that the plan now?
Yes, it is.
So he's not going back up to Joseph City, Arizona. So he's going to stay down here, and your relatives will have employment for him in the plumbing industry. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell the board, ma'am? Okay, any questions, board members, for Mrs. Richards? No further questions by board members at this time. Therefore, sir, you're coming to us to the end of your hearing. This is your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision whether to revoke your community's supervision or to continue you in the community. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
The last several weeks, you know, it was before I went to the MRC program, you know, I've gotten really involved into a church community at Hope Chapel there in Phoenix. You know, my aunt, my uncle, you know, like, we got a really big church family there. And not only that, but I also have a good opportunity to make a career in my life. You know, I'm 31 years old, and I ain't got much of a career, you know, and I haven't had much of a career opportunity, you know, living up there where I lived. You know, it's real rural, jobs are hard to find. But right now, at this point in time, you know, I have an opportunity to make a career in my life, and you know, I would love to get out there and just be back with my family. Since I've gotten with my wife, you know, like she has kids and grandkids, you know, that all have adopted me as stepdad and grandpa, you know what I mean? And that means the world to me. And to be able to get out there and provide a lifestyle for them, as well as for myself and my wife, you know, will be an absolute honor, you know, just to have that opportunity to build a career for myself, you know. And that's all I got to say. I come humbly before you.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. Okay, I'll hang it on. Okay, you know, I always leave it on for something. I always leave it on Mr. Westby, and then he gets, and he looks down, so he won't be seen on the screen. He's all gone. I like to just show it on the movie star, sir. Okay, well, we're back to you, sir, and now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and follow this discussion, the board will render its decision for today. Okay, the board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Richards to be a very interesting young man. As he said, he's 31 years of age at this point. He's looking for a new start in life because, as he indicated, that being up in St. Joseph, Arizona, is not the best place for him, and because he still has some friends up there, and according to him, and I will not verify that, but according to him, you have more people on drugs up there than almost anywhere in the state of Arizona. Everybody, according to him, you know, they enjoy using drugs up there, and that was not in his best interest, but that's where he ended up residing once he was released. He does have a plan now to reside with his wife down in Phoenix, and once he's out again and he has employment. I think in as much in this, I'm only speaking as one board member, not on behalf of the board, because we listen to other board members. In as much as he only have about 17 days, he's going to be released at any rate. I think we best him to complete those 17 days while he's incarcerated, and when he gets out, he won't have to report to a parole officer. He will be on his own and with his wife and his new adopted family, and he can be successful and he'll have employment, so he won't have anything else to do but just to be a successful individual. But that's my thinking, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. Richards violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into prudent ways in as much as he did use illegal substances, and that is that were methamphetamine at least on three occasions. And with that being said, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. We're going to be out on May the 6th of this year, which is according to my count is about 17 days, maybe 18, but you're going to be out very shortly. And then you're going to be on your own, sir, at that time. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You just have to report to your wife and to your family. And I know you're going to be successful, and we trust and we know that we're never going to see you in orange again. Sir, thank you so very much, and this will end your hearing, sir.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir.